You're listening to Drive on ABC Radio.
Two oral medications have been given provisional approval from the National Drug Regulator. And also the protein-based Novavax vaccine has been approved for use in Australia. Well, you might say, well, why is that so big news? We've already got we've got three different vaccines which are in use. What's the big difference about another one joining the list? Well, it does seem as if this might be one vaccine which people who are vaccine hesitant might actually put up their hands for because it's a bit more traditional. Professor Jaya Dantas is the researcher in international health at Curtin University and joins us on the line. Professor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Can we start off with the Novavax? Is it significant that that has been approved? And do you think that will be a vaccine that might get some of the vaccine hesitant people over the line?
Yes, I think it will get those who are vaccine hesitant. Many that I know of myself have been waiting for the Novavax vaccine because it's a protein-based vaccine and it's very different from the mRNA vaccines used in Pfizer and Moderna vaccine or the viral vector vaccine used by AstraZeneca. And these vaccines have been used for decades to protect people from hepatitis, shingles, and other viral infections.
Okay, so it's not particularly that you think it's better, but that some people might have formed the view it's better. And that's a good thing, you know, that's a good thing if we can pull them across the line.
And not only that, but these vaccines, protein-based vaccines, have a track record in safety, efficacy, and also have strong protection with fewer side effects. So people have been reading about this and have been waiting for these vaccines. So it will get those 5% who have been hesitating and waiting for this over the line, hopefully. But in the longer run, they also are easier to produce and they can be stored at normal refrigeration temperatures for longer periods of time.
Why has it taken longer for this one to get over the line in Australia compared to the other three?
I'm not sure why it has actually taken a longer time to reach Australia or be approved by the TGA because we did the first and second trials. They've already been approved since November in the UK and Indonesia and in December in USA. Interestingly, what is unknown is these vaccines were produced in country by Cuba, which has actually vaccinated its population from 3 years onwards. Over 90% of its population has been vaccinated without a mandate. So also Taiwan has had this protein-based vaccine and they are in advanced stages in India and China. So other countries have produced them. We have been slightly late in approving them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good news now that, as you say, it does seem as if some people have been waiting for them and they will now soon, anyway, have the chance to get a Novavax. The news, Jaya, today is these two oral medications to treat COVID. Can you tell us about those as well?
Yes. Now, these two also have been approved a couple of months ago in other countries. One of them is manufactured by a large pharma called Lagevrio, and the second one is Pfizer's Paxlovid tablets. So these are oral medications. These are prescription only, so you wouldn't be able to buy them in a chemist. You would have to go to your general practitioner and get a prescription. And they can be taken for treating people with mild to moderate COVID who have a high risk of progressing to severe disease. Yeah? So basically, they are not a vaccine substitute. So and when you have mild COVID, but you have co-conditions or risk factors such as obesity, older age, or diabetes, or high disease, this will help you and reduce hospitalization or, in severe cases, death.
Mm. So you don't take them before you get the disease, and you also don't take them at the last minute. You kind of take them in the early stages of the disease if your GP believes that you might be at risk.
Yes, you cannot take them pre-COVID. You cannot take these oral pills and they cannot be taken when you have severe infection and hospitalized. They can only be taken when you have mild COVID and you are at a high risk of progressing to severe disease.
Okay, so we've got a bit of good news, in other words, that they sound useful, at least in some circumstances, and, you know, discuss with your GP, but also the Novavax. I think Novavax, is, a few people are saying, hasn't been approved as a booster. I think the answer to that is no, it hasn't been approved as a booster, but you can take it as the vaccine in the first place.
Yes, so we are very fortunate in Australia. So Novavax is our fourth vaccine that will be available free of charge to the Australian population and all those who are living in Australia currently. What we are trying to see is, can Novavax also be taken as a booster for those who have taken the Pfizer, the Moderna, or AstraZeneca? And that will be good to mix these. Yeah? But at present, it's only as the first line of vaccination that can be taken two doses 21 days apart. But one thing that I've looked at when I'm looking at Novavax is it will reduce the vaccine inequity in the world, because countries that have not had enough vaccines or less than 10% of their population has been vaccinated will now have the availability and the ability to manufacture a vaccine like Novavax.
Mm-hmm. And which brings us back to Omicron, doesn't it? Because as the WHO has said, you know, we're not safe until everyone is safe. And this is it's crucial that the world's population is vaccinated. Otherwise, we'll just continue to get these variants.
Yes, with the variants, what we have seen is both the Delta and Omicron variant emerged in populations from the developing world, which had highly dense population, and Omicron in Africa, which is not vaccinated much at all, less than one. In some countries, less than 1% of the population is vaccinated, and this is a problem for vaccine equity.
Yeah, well, cheer on the arrival of Novavax, both for ourselves and for others. Professor Jaya, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Professor Jaya Dantas is the researcher in international health from Curtin University. Essentially three things happened. Well, two oral medications have been approved and they will be helpful in particular circumstances. But maybe the biggest story today is the protein-based Novavax vaccine has been approved. And yeah, it does seem as if there's been a cohort of people who've been waiting for this. It's a bit more traditional and they believe will be safer. And look, I'm not seeking to comment on that. If they believe it and they have it and they can get over the line because of that, then we all should be screaming hooray.
ABC Radio.